Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. The show is called Mission Possible, and it sure is. And we're thrilled to have on the phone with us today the Associate Director of Hastings Family Service, Amy Sutton, and we are joined also by Program Coordinator, Maddie Milleran. Great to chat with both of you. I'm so happy that you called in today. So first of all, I would like to chat it up with you, Maddie. We haven't talked in some time.
It has been a while.
I know that you are coming off of a very successful school supply season. It looked different this year, but
it
really was still the same quality and ability to get into the hands of little cuties what they needed to start school. And I think it's such a great program. So tell us about, did the community step up? Did you have a lot of wonderful customers? How did it go, please?
We did. Yeah, it was great to see the community kind of step up during that. So we were still able to do it, and our volunteers were really flexible in that this year we kind of had to do it all outdoors. And so it was more like a drive-through and pick up your school supplies kind of thing. Our volunteers just kind of set up camp outside and were able to do that. So everyone was really flexible, and our donors were, of course, more than willing to help out with whatever. And it's always amazing whenever we're low on something, we'll kind of throw it out on Facebook that we need girls' backpacks or something. And I'm always amazed because within the next week, they just kind of keep flowing in. So we put the word out and the people respond.
And how many kids do you think you served, please?
Yeah, so this year we had, I believe, Amy, do you remember the exact amount? I think it was
right close to 250, wasn't it?
250, yeah. Because last year I think we had about 280, so it was a little bit down. But, you know, honestly, everything considered, it was a pretty good year, I would say.
Yeah, and we still do have a few folks coming in, you know, who've discovered they still need something, or there are always new people moving into a district and that type of thing. So I think, you know, one of the things we want people to know is that that's really available throughout the year. If they're needing something, they're out of something, they're new to the district, they can give us a call and we can still help with school supplies.
Amy, that is really nice to tell us. I didn't know that.
Well, we always have leftovers.
We do.
There's always a few leftovers because, you know, it's just not something you can totally predict. And so we just make sure we keep those things on hand. We usually reach out to the schools as well to see if there's anything that they're short on to make sure that, you know, we're just sharing whatever we possibly can.
Boy, that...
And especially this year because it's so different. You know, you might be doing one thing for part of the year, and then you realize you're going to be in school and you need more supplies, or, you know, so they can definitely feel free to reach out if things change and you need more supplies.
You know, it's really nice to hear that tradition that you started with giving supplies away for school was able to continue, because everything is so up in the air, it seems like, with COVID. You found a way to make it work, which is so nice.
That's kind of the key this year, isn't it, is just
improvising,
make it work. Yep.
So tell us how you are doing now. I know that we're talking in the month of October, and typically this is a time where you would be gearing up for Thanksgiving and for Christmas time. And so how are you doing? What are you planning?
Yeah, so right now we are in the midst of doing our project share, so all of our holiday programs. We thought it would be kind of a good idea just to kind of share, since it's a little bit different this year, kind of what it's going to look like. So this year, we're still going to be providing holiday food for all households living in the Hastings School District. However, this year, just due to COVID, we will only be supplying gifts for children ages 18 and under, and it'll only be through the Adopt-A-Family program this year. So we won't be hosting. We had the North Pole Room, which is where the families, and this was adults only, it was children, anyone could come in and shop for gifts that were donated in what we call the North Pole Room. But this year we'll just be doing Adopt-A-Family, which is open right now. So any families out there with kids who are looking for help with the holidays are more than welcome to go online. All they would have to do to sign up is you would just go onto HastingsFamilyService.org, our website, and you go under the Project Share link, and you'll just see a link where you just fill out an intake form. So you just fill out the intake form, and then once you submit it, you'll receive a link for you to sign up for a time, and then that time is when a volunteer would call you, and you'd go over the wish list. So that's kind of what it's looking like this year, and that's going to be open through December 1st, so families can make that appointment through December 1st, starting right now. And then if you're an adult only and you're looking for food assistance, you can start calling on November 30th for that, for holiday food.
Is this for a meal? Is this on top of the regular food shelf that you have?
Right. Yep. Yeah. So it's kind of in addition to, so they can still come in, you know, once a month for their food assistance right now. But this is just more just food for the holidays. So I think we usually have like pie and Cool Whip and things that are just more to give you kind of a...
stuffing and potatoes, kind of everything for all the holiday meals and the fixings to go with it.
Yeah, it's more like comfort food.
Right, I love it.
Right.
So that requires an appointment as well.
It does, yep. Yeah, and so that will just be a pickup thing as well. So everything will be pre-packed, and then you just come and pick it up.
So I
think the key is right now families are able to call right now for both to set up kind of their gifts and food plan and appointment and to get through that registration process. And then on November 30th, that's when the adults-only households can call in and set up that appointment for their food,
exactly.
So their holiday food. Yeah.
So I know that this is one of the changes with COVID. What are some of the other things that you have done at Hastings Family Service to ensure the safety of your clients, of your employees, of your volunteers?
Well, I think one of the things that we're doing is just everything we can possibly do as a drive-through is what we're doing. We did it with the school supplies. Even now we're doing some sidewalk sales outside for Rivertown Treasures, because we know that, you know, not only do people utilize Rivertown Treasures for clothing vouchers, but there are a lot of people who just want to be able to shop and get some nice things for the kids for school or some warm winter jackets at a reasonable price. And so, you know, the key for us, and we've said all along, is we are trying to make sure that our building is not open to the public, that it remains closed to the public, and that's because of the food shelf, because our top priority has to be limiting the exposure to the food shelf to make sure that we can keep that operating. So we're just trying to find all these different ways that we can still reach out into the community and provide some of those services. And it certainly helped that, you know, the weather has been good.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have to pivot and really think through things additionally as winter hits and the colder weather hits. But for now, the plan will be we'll have distribution weeks of December 7th and 14th is when we'll be distributing the gifts and the food, and that will all, again, be done from a drive-through perspective. And then I think the other piece of that is not having the North Pole room for Project Share. That's a little bit of a challenge for us. Typically what would happen is we would adopt out as many families as we possibly can, and then anyone who doesn't get adopted would shop through our North Pole room. Well, this year the challenge will be we need more adopters. We opened that registration early because we want to be able to get everybody adopted out. And we know also that for those, we're trying to do it early because those generous community members who want to adopt families and help provide gifts also need an opportunity to maybe have more time to do some online shopping, those types of things. You know, we just don't know what people's comfort level is as far as going out and shopping, so we also want to make sure we give them plenty of time to do it in a way that feels safest for them.
And when will the adopter registration open, please?
Yeah, so we're hoping to have that open the first week of November, so when people can actually go on and sign up for a family to adopt. So we're kind of looking at November 2nd right now, so right after Halloween, that it'll go up on a Sign Up Genius, and then they can go on and sign up for a family. And with those donors, too, another thing that we're changing this year is we used to have gift trees kind of all over Hastings and different businesses and churches. Yeah, where we would send them kind of a list of most needed items, and those were things we would put in the North Pole Room. But since we're not doing that this year, we've been kind of asking those churches and businesses to look into doing more of for the adoptive family. And so, it kind of depends on the business what that would look like, but kind of asking people to adopt families instead of donating gifts for the North Pole. So that's kind of what we're kind of aiming at for all the different businesses this year as well.
And Maddie, if people have questions about how to do that or how to participate in that, they would contact you, is that correct?
They would, yep. Yeah, you can just call Hastings Family Service, which is 651-437-7134, and then just ask for me, and I'd be happy to answer any questions for you.
So the gift tree process is, it's not going to happen really at all. You're encouraging businesses and churches to then adopt a family, and they could start doing that on November 1st. That's good to know ahead of time. Thank you.
Yeah.
What else do you want to give us some specifics about this program?
Yeah, just for the adopting, it's up to you. I mean, you're able to look at the families that are signed up. So when you go on Sign Up Genius, I'll show every family, and you'll be able to see the ages of the kids, how many kids. We put an estimated cost for how much. So we estimate about $90 per child to spend is what we kind of suggest for the gifts. And so it's really nice because I know a lot of families will kind of, if they have a kid who's 3 and a kid who's 5, they kind of try to sign up for a family with similar ages. So then their kids can kind of sign up and shop for a kid their age, something that they would like. So it's kind of nice because you can kind of try to personalize it a little bit that way and see kind of the family that you're signing up for. So it's kind of a fun tradition, I think, for families.
Do you anticipate fewer families signing up, just as you had a few fewer people get school supplies, or what do you think the numbers will be like, Maddie?
I know, it's such an odd year to predict anything.
Right.
But even, you know, for school supplies, we didn't know if it was going to be way more or way less. But, you know, I would think that it would be a busy year just with so many people just having kind of a rough year this year, just with everything going on. So we're definitely planning for a lot of families. But, you know, it's anybody's guess, I suppose, this year.
Amy, do you weigh in on that, please?
Yeah, you know, I think the interesting thing is, and gosh, if we just had the crystal ball, that would make things a lot easier. But I think, you know, what we're looking at is, at this point, you know, we in the food shelf, for example, have seen that since March, about 24% of who has come to us have been people who have never used a program before, who are brand new to Hastings Family Service. And so if that continues on into some of these other programs, then we could see a fairly large increase. But I think the key is we just want to get the word out that we are here and that it is okay to ask for help. We know that there are a lot of folks who are working less hours or are unemployed or, you know, it have additional medical expenses. We just want people to know that it's okay to ask for help, that is why we are here, and really encourage people to do that.
Maddie, what else do you do in your position as a program coordinator?
Yeah, so, I mean, I do school supplies, like we mentioned. I also kind of help out in the food shelf if they need assistance, so I just kind of step in wherever it's needed. And I help out with grants a little bit if they need assistance. People are able to call in right now for financial assistance is what that is. So if they need help with rent or vehicle repair, things like that, I can kind of help out in that area as well if they need it. And then, yeah, just kind of wherever is needed. I used to run the Just Friends Transportation, which was helping mostly seniors get to medical appointments. We had volunteer drivers who could take them, but just with COVID, we're not running that right now. We're only taking requests for dialysis, just because it's a hard one.
Hard to socially distance in a car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're in a little car, we want to make sure our volunteers and everyone is safe. And it's a vulnerable population that you're transporting to, so you want to make sure they're safe. So in most years, I would still be doing that right now, but we're kind of waiting for that to start back up again. So
Maddie's kind of our jack of all trades. Like she knows a little bit about everything, so she's helpful in just about everything we do. She touches it. So
sure sounds like it. Well, we really appreciate all that Hastings Family Service does for the community. And get the word out, even though your doors are closed, your services are still continuing. And if somebody is interested in any of the services that we just spoke of, please do visit them online, hastingsfamilyservice.org, or give a call, 651-437-7134. Ladies, I hope it's a wonderful holiday season for you and for Hastings Family Service. Thanks so much for chatting with us today.
Thanks for having us.
And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth, Mission Possible, on AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings.